Yeah, look, I was caught off a little bit of off guard yesterday, but being realistic, Bryce is an NBA talent. That's and when you have the NBA talent, there's a good chance that y'all will finish up in the NBA or European teams will be after you. And it's you know, it's not, when you think about it, it's not a shock, but it's just the fresh in the memory right now. Yeah, look, I don't agree with what went on, but it's mandatory for all teams to take a 50% pay cut against the players. And the league has moved so far in advance the last 3 or 4 years with the talent coming in. And unfortunately, this is the result that we're going to lose talent to overseas, because they come here probably on less money than they could have got elsewhere. They come for the lifestyle and how good the league is. And when you have to take a 50% pay cut, other opportunities overseas look very enticing.
Trevor, are you surprised that 6 months out from the season that the drastic move to slash the payments by 50% has already occurred? I mean, have you sought clarification from the NBL on that?
Yeah, obviously I'm not in those conversations. I thought it was early, but obviously some teams were hurting and they had to make that in a hurry with ask the players to take that 50% pay cut. But it's a big hit, so hopefully we can get through this and get some big marquee players back in Australia. But to lose, you know, a player of Bryce's caliber is a big hit to take. The best player in Australia and dual league MVP, it's a big hit to take. And I guess there's going to be more along that line.
How did you find out about Bryce's looking to opt out of his contract? Did you find out via his social media as well?
No, I was in contact with Bryce yesterday morning and I had a real good conversation with him yesterday. Pretty open and honest, and after that conversation with him, I was a little bit more comfortable of where he was looking. And after that conversation, he's doing the right thing. He came in here as a single man. Now he's got a partner and got a child, and part of being a dad and part of being a parent is supplying and supporting your family. Financially, and he's taken a pay cut to come here to Australia 3 years ago to sign that contract. He could have gone and got more money elsewhere. He came back here because he loved it. He loved the lifestyle. And but now, when he has to take that 50% pay cut, he can still earn double, if not triple, overseas for 1 year, and it's a big ask for him.
Are you giving up all hope of getting him back for next year? I mean, do you know, in those conversations you had, I know a lot of them are private, but did he give you a gut instinct as to where he was headed next year?
Look, he's still here, which is great. but it's highly unlikely. Look, as long as I'm here coaching the Perth Wildcats, Bryce Cotton has a position. If he decides to come back in 3 months, that's great. If he decides to come back in 3 years, that's great, if I'm here. But, you know, it's Bryce's has a limited opportunity these next 5-6 years probably before his career is finished to make sure that he's looking after his family, and you know, I support that for him.
So he's obviously great. How much is he disappointed? Does he feel like he's let you down?
Yeah, he loves the club. He loves Perth. He loves the Red Army. That was the part, he said that's the hardest part, just to make this decision of how involved he was and how much fun he had here. And but he's also the business side that he has to look at. And, you know, I was really pleased after the conversation I had with him last night, and I was in a better place to understand where he was from.
How did that conversation unfold?
Yeah, no, look, it's pretty open and honest, and there's a lot of private stuff will stay private, and but we were open and honest with each other. And at the end, I wished him all the best, and if he wants to come back, the door is always open. And I just had some clarity about everything. So it was a really good conversation for me, and hopefully it was for him too.
What are his plans?
Well, he has a number of options on the table right now. So, look, like I said, he's an NBA talent, and I'm surprised he's not in the NBA, and maybe he'll get a shot if they open up. And but there's some big league teams in Europe that have a lot of Euros and US dollars that he's bypassed 3 years ago to come back here and play. So I think he'll get the offer that he's after.
Was he talking with NBA clubs?
Sorry,
So is he talking with NBA
I have no idea.
Do you expect it to be potentially one of those top tier like EuroLeague sides that would be throwing money at a guy like Ross?
Yeah, look, they've done it in the past, so it'll probably be in the future. I know that he told me he hadn't signed yet, so but he wants to keep everything open.
And as far as the timeline with Bryce now, how do you guys go about, as far as the locker, it's not very quite clear how long you leave open for his opportunity to come back, because you still need to sign 10 players.
Yeah, well, that's we don't know when the league starts. You know, with the free agency is being pushed back again, so once we have a little bit of clarity on that, but, you know, if he does come back, it has to be to us, which is great, but I don't anticipate him coming back this season.
How has the team taken it?
I haven't had the chance to talk to everybody yet.
How much does it throw your preparations, I guess, out? There's so much revolving around Bryce, whether it be the makeup of the side and also on court as well. If his time to go, he ultimately delivered pretty much every single time.
He was the best player that I've coached, without a question. We built the team around Bryce. You know, it was from our defense, from our offense. It was, and put the support teams in here if he got double teamed. And he was the building block, a foundation of our team. So, we have to look to the future now and how the team's going to look and have to recruit accordingly, which is going to be hard with no, I can't get to Summer League and scout and meet the players. So it's going to be a tough ask, but we'll get there. I didn't have that conversation with him yesterday. I don't know where that is. We actually asked a fair while ago where it's at, the status, and we got no response. So I don't know if that's still there or off the table or where it's at.
Could you guys have done anything more to keep him? Like, I know the salary cap and all that sort of stuff,
yep.
But now that the rules have all changed, would you have tried to make up that money elsewhere?
Yeah. Look, we tried to put a multi-year deal to him, but being realistic that he could earn double or triple overseas instead of 50%, you know. So where his market is and what kind of player he is, it's bad business if he doesn't opt out and look at every option available to him.
Would you replace Bryce?
I don't think you can replace Bryce. You know, it's very, very rare that you can get a guy that can create his own shot, be unselfish out there, and catch and shoot. Those skill sets demand a lot of money to recruit, and the big European, if not the NBA, the European teams look for that, and we got lucky. Yeah, a little bit slower this morning, look, we'll dust ourselves off and start to rebuild again. Rebuild the right personnel for the team that we're looking at, and that team's just not one player, two players. It's a lot of different players. So we don't know how this pay cut's going to take everybody else. We're one of the teams that had seven guys signed. So other teams only had two. So there mightn't be that many opt-outs, but a lot of imports will be looking elsewhere.
Is the three-peat important to you right now?
We'll wait for the game one. Give me that question, game one.
What about Nick Kay? Do you fear that that could be coming in the coming days as well?
Oh, look, I talked to Nick last week and he was quite comfortable staying here, but I don't know if that's changed since then. But I'll certainly have that conversation in the next couple of days with Nick to see where he's at.
If you fill those full roster spots, the 10 spots, do you stipulate with an import that potentially there is Bryce potentially coming back?
Well, there's so much unknown. We don't know if the imports can get here. When are the borders going to open up, international borders? That's probably, from my reports, it's the last thing, the international borders. So we just don't know. It could be an All-Australian team or All-New Zealand team at the moment. So until we know, we really can't know.
How much are you hurting at the moment?
Yeah, look, I'm happy that we had that experience with Bryce, and still for me as a coach, the one of the most unselfish things I've ever seen in my life is that he had an opportunity to go to Atlanta Hawks in 2016. He bypassed the NBA to stay here to win a championship. It was the most unselfish thing I've ever been involved with a player to do that. And we've had a great ride with him. He's put us on his back and he's carried us to three championships while he's been here. And it's fun to be a part of that. We're going to miss him. The door is always open for him to come back. But we're also going to miss the person. He's a quality person, not only a great basketball player.
If you you had a gut feel on where he would be playing his basketball next year, is it the NBA?
I really hope it is. If not, a really beachside in Spain, it'd be good that I can go and visit him. Look, he's an NBA talent. I can't believe that he's not in the league, and hopefully he gets that opportunity.
Does it feel like the NBL has shot themselves in the foot here? I mean, to lose the best player on a decision that they've made, it just seems crazy. And if Nick Kay was to go or something, I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, it is. You don't want to lose your best player of the league. It's a marquee player. Bryce put bums on seats, you know. He puts people watching TV on there. So to lose that marquee player throughout the league is a big hit, and hopefully there's not too many because the league was moving in the right direction, and hopefully this is just a bump.
So if money wasn't a factor, you think Bryce Cotton would be back on the court next season for the Wildcats?
I believe so. That's obviously Bryce's call, but yeah, I would love him to have here. He loves his teammates. He loves being here. Yeah.
Would the Wildcats willing to continue to pay his salary that level, but it was considered a competitive advantage amongst the league?
Yeah, well, it had to be across the league. You know, we didn't agree with it. We wanted to negotiate with the individual players, but it came across the league that was mandatory. Every team had to take a 50% pay cut. You know, we're pretty lucky here in Perth that, you know, Jack is set up a great business here to run, and unfortunately, we take the biggest hit.
Is the NBL, the league itself, in danger of taking steps back? They've worked really hard in the last few years to progress and get their own share of the market. Is there a fear now that it could regress?
Yeah, look, I haven't been in those conversations, but obviously some were hurting to make this move. It's not a move lightly. Everyone to take a 50% pay cut, it's a big, we don't have TV revenue. We need bums on seats and sponsorship. So hopefully, like I said, it's a bump. We can move forward and it doesn't put us back too many years.
A lot of people have been saying that it'd be surprising to them for Bryce Cotton to go play in Europe at the moment with the way the coronavirus pandemic is playing out over there. Is that a sign of just how maybe poorly this has been handled here, that Australia, being so safe in comparison, still can't keep players?
Yeah, I think there was May 4th to opt out. I think there was 2 weeks from the decision that they could opt out. So, you know, it would be foolish, I think, if Bryce didn't explore those options and being in May when our league doesn't start till October. You know, hopefully he stays after 3 months, but I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah, I don't know. I talked to Damo last week, so he's recovering well, but you know, it depends. It's always been Damo's decision and how his body is.
Thanks, Drew.
All good. Thanks, guys. Cheers.